Track 34, Unit 14, Listening Part 3, Multiple Choice.
So, Jim, can you tell us, when did you first realise that you might have found the location of sunken treasure?
Well, at the time, I was working as an underwater cameraman for a natural history documentary set in the Kermadec Islands in the Southern Ocean. We'd been working in the area for about a week when one of the divers spotted a large stingray, so I went down to the seabed to film it. There are certain forms that just don't occur naturally. In this case, it was a regular curve that caught my eye. Given its size, it had to be part of a sunken ship. Nothing else so big could have been lying on the seabed there. Only, there were no historical records of any shipwrecks in that area, so my curiosity was immediately piqued.
So then it took you 5 years, I think, before you went back to the site. Why was that?
I always knew we'd go back. I was working in the marine services industry, oil rigs, underwater engineering, some camera work. So I knew I could put together a team and everything we'd need to explore an old wreck. And I was lucky to have a backer prepared to spend freely to help make it happen. The problem was that the Kermadec Islands are a nature reserve, and getting the necessary authorization to do this kind of work takes time, hence the delay.
So, in the meantime, you were researching the identity of the wreck, and you came up with a probable name, the Littleton Star, I think.
That's right. The Littleton Star was a ship that sailed from Australia in 1862. Now, this was at the height of the Australian gold rush, of course, and the ship was carrying a lot of gold back to California, together with a few passengers and a ship's company of just 12. But the ship never reached California, and no wreckage had ever been found.
So can you speculate as to why it sank?
We're unlikely to ever know for sure, but you've got to look at the lack of manpower for a ship of this size, because there's nothing else that really accounts for the loss. At that time of year, it's usually pretty settled in that area. The Littleton Star was a seaworthy ship that had crossed the Southern Ocean many times without mishap, and by 1862, the Kermadec Islands were recorded on every chart, so the skipper is unlikely to have run into them by mistake.
So when you were finally making the voyage back to the Kermadec Islands, were you confident the ship would turn out to be the Littleton Star?
Not really, no. There was one expert on shipwrecks in that region who was very sceptical, so no. But it still seemed the most likely explanation. We knew there was a ship down there, so we weren't going to come back empty-handed. And after all the research and preparation, I was just driven to find out. I couldn't stop thinking about it. It was that rather than the gold, really, because by law, we would have to surrender most of that to the authorities.
So how did it go when you got back to the site?
It was tough. One of the team was quite sick for the first few days, so it was a relief when he improved. We were diving every day, but by the end of the first week, hadn't discovered anything significant. We knew that the gold had been in the master's cabin, but the ship was now almost completely broken up, which is what you'd expect after so long underwater. But it made our work very slow and difficult because we had no idea where to look. We did have a magnetometer with us, a machine that detects metal or magnetism, but didn't dare use it for fear of damaging what remained of the wreck.
So when you finally discovered the gold, what was that like?
Quite amazing. I was by myself at the time, and I just couldn't wait to see the faces of the other guys. There were hundreds of gold bars on the ship, and I only saw a single example in the rubble on the seafloor, but that was enough. Almost every metal tarnishes with exposure to seawater. Brass, copper, even silver will corrode in the ocean. The surface develops a blackish-grey film. Every metal does this, except gold. So there it was, sparkling like the day it slid into the sea. Quite a sight.
Jim, thank you. It's been fascinating.